I'm slacking. Slacking.
Yeah, but no. What was I gonna say?
What's her name? Who sings that song? If anybody knows,
I'll look it up.
Yeah.
This is different from the intro, but now I really want to say it. So sorry.
Can we do that intro again?
Kia.
Ah, yeah. Calm, Kia. Yeah. Right, yeah.
Thug Misses.
Yo, welcome to About That Chat. We'll be talking about music in this generation, how it's affected.
Anyway, we're gonna move. But
are we doing this intro again?
Just
then
play the music. Yeah. Play the music again.
Reload it.
Intro again.
Yo, guys, this is About That Chat, and we'll be talking about the music in this generation and in its effect on me.
Girls,
just carry on.
Rich Down have it. You're a big render. You don't need to be innovative. You've got to click. You don't need to do that.
Oh gosh. Ah, welcome to About That Chat.
That thing in a jacket. Bow.
Carry on.
Sorry.
Anyway, so welcome to About That Chat. It's a new episode where we'll be talking about.
Bow.
Talking about. The effect that drum or music in this era has
music
on
in
women.
This era, yeah.
Yes, but we're mainly going to be talking about how women, how music of this generation has affected women. So
yeah, not men.
It's like JT, because it's always about men. Knife crime, hoes and bitches, bitches and hoes. You know how their chit chat goes. Be like R's and B's and O's. You know the vibes.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it's about women. So JT, Sweetie, City Girls, all their man there. And let's talk about. Let's throw it back to what's that woman's name? Cupcake. I ain't singing the lyrics.
Oh,
what's her name again?
My neck, my back. Don't lick my crack. Respectfully, I just took a shit.
She wasn't.
Them ones, isn't it?
I thought she's.
You know what to do, bro.
I'm slacking.
Yeah, but no. What was I gonna say?
What's her name? Who sings that song? If anybody knows.
Look it up.
Yeah.
This is different from the intro, but now I really want to say it, so sorry.
Can we do that intro again?
Kia?
Yeah. Ah, yeah,
calm,
Kia.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Thug Misses.
Yo, welcome to About That Chat. We'll be talking about music in this generation, how it's affecting women. So, what's your ideas, guys?
Okay,
what's
also, up? When we say affecting women, we I don't know, is it affecting women? Obviously, that's the title, that's calm.
The effect affecting it has on women.
Yeah, because it's like, I don't think it affects women all that. I think, you know what I think?
I mean,
yeah.
I feel like...
I'll be real. No, it's fine. What I'm saying is that on connections, that I don't know how much it's affecting women. I feel like, I heard this before on a podcast and whatever, I do generally think that the music is kind of like having it in. Okay.
Sorry. I was getting promotion.
Apple juice is in the bag.
We should have got some nice fresh juice for you.
Nah, I'm good, fam. I'm good.
Where's the orange juice, guys? I threw it down here.
Is there mango?
Is there mango?
Oh my gosh.
Is there mango? Go.
I can't. Anyway, we're gonna move. But
are we doing this intro again?
Just
then
play the music.
Yeah.
Play the music again.
Reload it.
Intro again.
Yo, guys, this is About That Chat, and we'll be talking about the music in this generation and in its effect on me.
Girls.
Just carry on, bro.
Like, carry on. Like, you carry
and its effect on women. So what's your ideas, guys? What's up?
I don't know. I mean, well, I do know, but firstly, we're talking about artists. JT, Cardi.
Cardi, Sweetie,
City Girls.
Can I say though, Sweetie's doing bits though, low key with her little education.
She
shit.
Did the bold like, thing, but moving on, anywho. Kim as well, or Kia, whatever
Kim?
Her name
oh,
is.
Oh, that woman's a pop up pussy like this.
To be honest, I feel like not just women, you know, I'm talking about men because men are degrading women and now women feel like they just need to be degraded.
I disagree. However, I think, I said this somewhere else and I heard this from another podcast, yeah. I think what some women are doing, learn behavior. Where'd you get it from? The songs, what men sing are all these bitches did it. Yeah, now I'm a boss says bitch, bit like bro. Come on, man.
Yeah, no, but I feel like that's calm. It's not that it's calm. No, it's like sometimes it's like songs, you flip the script and you say, okay, cool, look.
Not all the time.
You're calling me a bitch, now I'm going to call myself a boss ass bitch. Okay, calm. But,
all right, no, but that's an example. But some of these be like, I'm a hoe every day of the week.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying now. Because now you feel like you need to go outside and be a hoe.
No, because that's I feel like it's learnt behaviour.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's from the
man
want to
say I'm a hoe. So you know what? Yeah, I am a hoe and I own it now. Like, no, I'm
that's
not a hoe.
So what music are we talking about here?
There's a lot of music.
Any music.
Man, grab her wig and start smacking. Okay, well, that's different, but it's like start when you start doing stupidness and then now the girls are like, okay, calm, this is what they like, so now every guy must like when I'm a hoe and I suck five dicks at a time. Not really. No,
impressive, but no.
Is it coming from the sexualization?
Five dicks at a time, that's fucking impressive.
Can't fit five dicks.
You don't know that. You don't know what she's on. You don't know what she's on.
Is it coming from the sexualization in videos?
Not even videos, lyrics, bro. Don't even have to go far as videos, I'll be real.
Hey, rude boy.
You done know.
Yeah, that team. We're not playing that song. Hey, rude boy, you done know.
I don't know. Whoever has that, shut them up because they just left it here.
I feel like that has had a big effect.
Yeah, I feel like it's the sexualizing of women is actually.
Girls have been moving nuts in videos since day, for real. Being honest.
Because they've been paid by a man to do video vixens.
And they accepted the money.
Because it's money. I hear it. It's money.
So let me kill somebody's mum because it's money.
That's what drillers do. That's what fucking people on road do. That gang.
It's right or ethical.
I know, but you lot still do it. So why not me shake my nyash just for a little pee?
Exactly. Then
my body.
They don't complain, then, innit?
Not complaining.
Exactly. Then.
No, but I think it's the fact of a lot of
they
guys.
Don't say because man paid you money. No, because
yeah,
you wanted to take. Because you wanted to take the money.
No, but
because man didn't come from.
If the option was never there,
okay,
where am I
but
taking
you still
it?
Accepted it, so it's still a part to
if
play.
If the option was never
people
there,
people can
why
offer
am I
me to do
it?
Drugs. I'm still not gonna take it. The fuck?
Well,
there's
she's
other
down
options.
Bad. Well, she's down bad.
There's other. Okay, then cool. She's down bad. Okay.
So there's an option there, but maybe if you waited a little 2 weeks, could have got a nice little secretary job.
Exactly. She could have waited 2 weeks, but she don't want to.
No, because she's broke now. Her baby needs feeding.
Okay, and whose fault is that for having a baby?
The baby daddy, because he run off and can't feed his family. Men again.
Okay, so you're relying on on a man solely just to raise your youth?
Not solely, but it fucking helps.
Just to raise your youth?
It helps.
So what now? So what now? Because your man ain't there, you have to go and do it immediately.
If your youth is two, that means you're relying on the government. Because if your youth is two, how can you work and not have him in nursery and playgroup? We can't have him in playgroup and nursery.
Well, so your money has to go from coming from shaking
off. Yeah, because how can I go to work? If I've got a youth that I've got to look after all the time, it's
yeah, but
two.
Why are you? Then
I hear it. I hear the fact about getting fast money, but it's not always the way. You have a choice.
You have.
You
a
always
choice.
Have a choice. If you want to get
but some people see it as the only way out, and they're like,
yeah, why don't you? Why don't you go and work at your child's nursery?
They always they don't go to nursery yet.
What do you mean they don't?
If
go
they're
to
two.
Nursery?
If you start nursing when you're four, nah?
You can get daycare, you can have childcare.
You know how expensive that is? That's expensive, you know, for some places.
Yeah, if you work there, I'm sure sometimes they have deals.
I don't know. Man said deals like this is
I think we're being, we're doing a better said than done
yeah,
sort
it
of
is
thing
better
right
said
now.
Than, it is, it's easier so said than done.
It's expensive.
Because there's a lot that plays into the fact that, okay, cool. There's the environment they're in, and then there's what they see is glamorize or whatever, and what they only see is money's here. Or if some guy comes up to you like, yeah, I want you to be in this video, I'll pay you this much.
I feel like a lot of the time as well with with this whole thing about music, like influencing, a lot of guys know what they're doing. They don't really go for the mature women that are like, they know what they're doing. They go for the young girls. Not like young girls as in underage.
Not I'm talking grooming,
about, yeah, I'm talking about girls that are like 18.
That's by the money and all
yeah,
that shit.
They're 18, they see the lifestyle, they want this and they want that. And they say, listen, be in the music video or do this or do that. And then now
that's
they're thinking.
They don't even pay them.
Yeah, but now they're thinking, oh, okay, cool. This is how guys perceive me. This is how guys want to be. And then now they live their life on their morals. And then
from
now.
The time you're, you know, up to, I swear it's like up to 21 maybe, you're very impressionable.
Yeah.
You're still so impressionable.
That you live through other people's eyes. You're like, okay, cool. This is how they see me. Calm. This is what they want. This,
they don't know what the fuck that was.
So much fight.
That was the mic thing. It was rubbing. Yeah.
I was so like, confused. Right,
but yeah, no, I don't know. All right. So we're talking about like the sexualized of it, but how about like drill, for example? Like, I listen to a young digger D. Don't mean I'm gonna be digging up someone's chest.
Yeah, it's very true. But
do you know what I'm saying?
Then you have these people that great, good work.
But then on the other hand, you have like, oh, I was an average. Like, why would I work when I can finesse that nigga? Which is much. Then you have things like that are much more like in access. Like,
move the drink. Just
like, why would I work when I can finesse a nigga? Like, that's much more achievable than chefing man in his chest and killing his family.
Say again. Pause. What?
Like, I'm saying that finessing a nigga is more achievable than like a girl listening to Digger and thinking, oh, let me chef man's family. Cause one, you can it's much easier like, if you really deep it.
Can I just say that you know all this finesse, it starts with you lot. Do you get it?
What do you mean?
If you weren't finesseable, we wouldn't have nothing to finesse.
That's like me saying if you lot weren't cheatable on you, wouldn't
no, but
get cheated
no,
on.
But no, it's true. But it's facts though, innit?
This motherfucker don't miss.
No, but all right, maybe you're doing it to him, but it's calm. But it's facts though. If you lot weren't so like, oh, let me, I want to like. On it sexually, right? Women wouldn't have anything to use against you. Do you know what I'm trying
but
to say?
Your point is
yes, it's on us. But it's also on you because you're so susceptible.
So you're
you know
saying,
how,
so
wait,
you're
hold
saying,
on, hold. Let me look. I'm gonna
like
link
cheating,
it. Hold
like,
on, I'm gonna
like
link
cheating.
It back. No, no,
yes,
no.
It's on
I'm
me.
Gonna link this back because that point is very dumb.
Yeah, but it's fine.
If you apply that logic to everything, it's dumb. That's like me saying, it's. It doesn't.
Yeah,
it's
dumb.
Because if you apply that logic to the whole world, it doesn't make sense.
It's just a correlation.
It's
not something.
It's not in it. That you can't use that as an excuse or a reason. It's dumb. It doesn't work. It's dumb. I'll be real. It's dumb.
I don't know.
Like, for me, that's dumb. It doesn't work like that.
Nothing
can
happen if the other things. It takes two to tango. That's what I'm trying to say. Things can only happen if the other thing is also there. Happens with everything.
Sometimes it doesn't take two to tango, though. I'll be real. How does it take two to tango for a woman getting raped? How? It's just one man. Where's the two? Nowhere.
Maybe because she's there.
What do you mean because she's there?
Because she's present.
No.
Bro, you saw and you're present. That takes, it's two. She didn't do anything.
No,
she's
you're forgetting
there,
the element of she
road.
Doesn't want to be raped.
No, I know. I understand that. I get it. I understand that.
Sure. Would not like for you to be cancelled, so.
No. I'm not saying I get it. It's wrong. I'm a woman. I still get scared when I walk home in the dark. But I'm there. I'm present. That's my part.
Yeah, but you're
the
there because you have to get home.
Yeah, that's,
you're
yeah,
there because you have to be
I'm
there.
I'm still there.
Yes, you. But how are you not going to be there?
But I'm still
otherwise,
there.
Otherwise,
get
you're
a
gonna
cab.
Be. What do you mean? Get
a
cab.
It, but
you
it's
can get cab drivers can rape you. Do you understand
I
that?
I know, but I'm still like. What
you're
I'm
there.
Not getting is that there's still two pieces to the puzzle. Do you get what I'm trying to say? If women weren't walking about all night,
so wait,
how
so
are you raping
so,
a woman?
So hold on,
that's
hold
what I'm
on.
Say.
So it's our fault that we have to work.
I'm
and
not
now,
saying that.
But
I'm
it's
not
our fault
that
we have to work, and then now a woman's taking advantage of us because we have to work, and now you're doing you're thwarting all your whatever it is, and then you know that we're kind of. We fall into weaknesses and traps for stuff like that. So it's like, it's the same thing with the honey traps. Same thing with the honey traps.
That's what I'm saying.
You
it's
show
also,
us you show
no,
us something
no, no,
that
no,
we can't
pause,
have
pause,
and then
pause.
You kill us.
Because that's why I'm also saying it takes two. Yes, we can show breasts,
no,
but
no,
if you're
no,
not
hold
susceptible
on, hold
to
on,
it, then
hold on.
How far am I getting?
It takes two is the wrong way. It requires two people is better terminology.
All right, it requires two people.
It doesn't take two people. It
requires
two people.
It requires two people. That's a better term.
It doesn't take two people.
The phrase is, it takes two people, but it requires two people.
I think that phrase will come into play when it says, it takes two to make a baby. Because you both agree to have sex.
Yeah.
And then now you both have a baby.
Whereas if a woman gets raped and she has a baby, she's required, but she didn't take. Like,
yeah,
there
was
no take.
Yeah. I take it back. I take
it,
back
it
the take.
It wasn't a mutual agreement.
It's because of the phrase is it takes two to tango. But I'm saying, yeah, in that logic, yeah.
A woman
but
is
I'm saying
a person is required.
It's required.
There we
but
go.
However, I'm saying that if it wasn't, if you weren't, re- like, if you didn't want to see breasts so much, or you didn't want to see did-did so much, then you wouldn't be finagled.
Yes, but no. Because it's sometimes...
Yes.
Sometimes, no, wait, hold on.
Because if I don't... For me, if I'm not attracted to fucking breasts on a man, yeah? So then for... If he's trying to show his breasts to me, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, but hold on. Women love money. Women love this certain thing.
I know,
so it's
and
a thing
if
of,
we weren't susceptible to it, we wouldn't...
Hold on. But I could get finessed by simply liking a girl and she's playing me and I can't tell. And
that's
it's not because of breast, it's because she's a finesser.
It requires two.
I'm not taking no part. I don't want to see breast, but I genuinely like her. And obviously, I want to clout too, but that's not the main objective. But I could still get finessed, you get it? Like, there's nothing in my power. She could seem like a good girl, great act, and I genuinely couldn't tell. Then I get finessed. It's not like because I wanted to see batty and
it's
breast.
Very true.
It's because it just happened, and that's the way the girl is,
yeah,
and I'm
a
good
guy.
Because you seem like a good girl. Some people are two-faced. You don't know
very
everyone.
Good actors.
With,
they are very
with,
good actors.
With
sometimes.
Your point, are you talking very about true. The men that actually take advantage of that sort of thing?
No, I'm just saying in general.
A lot of the women know who they're going to. They go for the weak-minded guys. There's a guys out there that are strong-minded and say, no, I don't want this. But then they go for the guys that don't really get through.
Yeah,
they go for the guys
I'm saying in that situation now, then it requires two. I'm not saying for the strong-minded men. I'm saying for the weak-minded men, you lot are crying. Some of you are crying about, oh, I get finagled. No, you get finagled because your head is too much in her nyash.
No,
that's what
our head is too much in loneliness and whatever it is.
Again,
I'm not going to cry for other guys.
Find yourself and be confident in yourself.
Yeah, but it's easier said than done. Not every guy can find themselves straight away. It's not if you can't.
Don't cry about being finagled.
Yeah, but
if you're not
built that way, if you're not built that way, then how are you gonna just randomly wake up and be like, okay, cool.
You know me,
Every guy has urges. Every guy wants something.
Loved. Did you get it? But you know what? I can't avoid that man are going to cheat on me. So you know what? At the end of the day, I must accept, okay, in order for me to do, I have to go through some cheaters. It's going to happen.
Yeah, but you're
I got finagled. Yeah, but I know I got finagled because I'm opening up myself to someone that might cheat on me. That's on me. I understand that. Same for if a man doesn't know, or if a man is not strong enough, for example, to like not be finessed by certain things, then cool. You understand. Don't be crying because you know that you're that kind of person that is easily finessed into that situation.
But you don't
when
know.
It happens,
you don't know.
When you link
it
back to the music,
you wouldn't.
And then
but
the
you wouldn't
girl's
know.
Like, oh, help me lift this barrel. Then come on, man.
No, but it's not. It's just sometimes guys feel like they need to be nice. Like you get places by no
bro,
you do
on,
no you do.
Okay, let me not even talk about you because you. I don't need to be incriminating you on big YouTube. I'll be real. For example, if you like Batty, yeah. If you like Batty, yeah, and you're seeing Batty and someone goes, oh my God, I can't lift this.
No,
right?
But it's that's
hold
different.
On, pause. I'm not incriminating you. So I'm talking to, I'm thinking him, right? If a girl goes, oh, I can't lift this. For example, all right, pretty face. You like pretty face. Cool. Little smile. What?
They're gone.
Cool. She goes, oh, you know what? I can't do this. Like, I'm really struggling. After a while, she's been like nicing you up because she's been warming you up for the job, yeah? Then when she needs you now, she's like, oh, I really can't do this. Like, can you just do it for me?
Oh,
like
hold on. Yes, because
then
I get
finagled.
Hold on, no.
That's
low key
finagled. If
can I speak? Can I land? Because
yeah,
I get blacklisted as a guy that doesn't want to help females. So yes, I will do it because the way society. Because you lot love to talk about injustice, but the way society is set up, if men don't help women, sometimes we're the bad guys. So I will help and like a dickhead.
We're called lazy.
Because hold on, let me land. Because if I don't do it, I'm incriminated as a bad guy. I'm not a real man if I don't help the woman. But if the woman doesn't help me now, it's cool because she's a girl.
Add to your point, I will help her
and get finagled because I'll get finagled by the government if I don't.
From when we were young,
I will help.
From when we were young,
Richard Land, we had mother figures
that have literally gone, don't do this to women, don't do that.
Help women.
Your father did this, stuff like that. So we're already told at a young age.
But not all men are like you.
Or else,
yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
Let's talk about on a general situation. Some men don't get that,
and it takes more than just having a nice ass and da da da.
I know it's an example.
Well, it's a thing of you've been at work. This person's been nice, and it's such a tiny. It's like a game. Like it takes one morning they come in and they're nice, touch your shoulder. It's nice. For weak minded guys, there's certain things that's oh my God, this girl actually likes me.
Can we not say weak-minded guys?
Okay, not weak-minded guys. Sorry, guys that are
trying to be helpful.
They're trying to be helpful.
Hold on.
Some are not trying to be helpful.
You can get the strongest guy, right? But bro could be lonely. You touching each other could get man like, all right, if you're giving him signs that you like him, brother could, well, naive.
And you
the
know
same
what?
Way, hold on. The same way girls get finessed because they can't tell D1 too trappy from yeah. Jake down okay. the road, for we right. get finessed by the cool. girls okay. acting nice when they want something.
Don't miss.
So it's the no, same way. We have our flaws yeah, yeah. too, but you no, lot no, can't no, recognize a bad guy from a mile away.
100%. Okay. Okay, right then.
This motherfucker don't miss. This motherfucker don't miss.
Yeah. So linking that back to the music.
What music?
So in terms
I can link it back somewhere.
In terms of man like I don't know, AT Trappy, his heart's been hurt long time.
No, I can link it back better than this. Hold on, pause. Wait. It's because you know what? In these lyrics, yeah, you lot talk about breast and batty, so we know how to get you. So now what happens now? We know exactly how to get you because you
but
write
you
in
don't.
The lyrics.
No, but you don't.
I'm trying to link
guys,
it back to the subject. Okay, I'm not making a point. I'm just trying to link it back to the subject.
No,
I'll be
we
real.
Need, we need to have the talk. It's a podcast, we talk. Anyway, so yeah, I'm saying we're not linking it, yeah, back to that because I'm saying you guys think you know it. But to the wrong guys, because the guys that are talking about breast, to the guys that are talking about breast and batty, they know how to finesse you. They know how to finesse you. They will make you cry over them. They'll be like, "Oh, I love you. Shut up. I'll give you the pussy. Go, go.
I'll be real. Move. Take them. It's every okay. Anyway,
but
it's other. It's not even. It's not even the stereotypical ones either.
Yeah,
you get finagled regardless. I'll be real.
Every guy knows how to finagle, and every woman knows how to finagle. I'm not gonna lie.
I haven't been finagled.
It's a part of life. It's a part of life. It's a part of life.
I know how to.
Man's done no finagling, man.
Finagle,
I haven't.
Guys. Don't finagle, kids. It's wrong.
You probably have though.
I don't think so.
No, but sometimes, sometimes
they benefited out of anything.
Sometimes ladies, no, not even just for no, but it's like, not even just benefit as in physically. Sometimes ladies do it to have the thing of okay, cool. I'm gonna talk to this guy for a certain amount of time, so I'm not bored. That's using. And then once you're now you've got your guy and you kick them to the curb
yeah,
and now
man,
this
we
guy's
do the same
hurt.
Thing though, I'll be real.
No,
we do the
we do,
same
but we don't
thing.
Sometimes. I'm not gonna lie. It's harder
you're
for us to
you're
it's harder for
shit.
Us to it's harder for us man to storm up a like a proper conversation.
Are you mad? Are you alright? Look, how are you doing? Simple, done, convo, gal whipped, talking.
What?
Don't chat shit.
I'd say that one's both ways,
that goes both yeah. ways, man. That goes both yeah. ways.
Anyway, that is very crazy, bro.
I'm tired. What is this? What are we talking about? Drew,
you're tired.
The hell? No, I'm just tired of this. All this. No, I'm tired, man. I actually am. Like, why is it so hard? I don't understand. Why
is what?
Anyway,
hard?
We move it on. Dick, why is dick so hard? Do you get it? Like, what do you think, Marnie? Stupid man, Jill. How's it affect gal? We started moving ruthless.
Yo, sometimes it's need be. I thought Jill is a fucked genre. Like, not even just Jill though, but everything, because it's just like every music. People are so toxic in their music. Like, what do you guys think of? It's such a old thing now. It's shit. Such an old thing. What do you guys think of the Cardi B rap song and all these songs that are telling like it's. It's not a bad song, but
sometimes
if you ain't got a wet ass pussy, now what? You're left out.
I feel like sometimes, like what's said in the bedroom and what's said in private, in disclosure, stays in the bedroom and in private, in disclosure.
That's my team.
Yeah.
Why like,
not
I
every day.
Shout
my
team.
Pussy's so wet, very but true. King Jamaicans, we started this trend, so
we
cocky longer than me knife. Like, bro, the Jamaicans started it. We can't even say it's culture. I'll be real, them man were just vulgar.
Culture.
They were vulgar, bro.
Yeah, it's true.
Ride the cookie like a bicycle, like bro. Why do you, what the fuck does that mean, bro? You have to pedal. Like, what the fuck does that mean?
You know, because you do the little kneeling thing, but it's not kneels, it's your feet. So you feel like you're right. Like,
yeah, basically.
Could be.
Jamaican started this, I'll be real.
Yeah, I rate it.
We started it.
Why not?
That's crazy.
Yeah. I actually researched about this.
You well, researched, then? Go.
Because I had to do this dissertation.
Go on.
Generally, all I found was women getting sexualized. When
you
I
men get
asked
sexualized?
In music.
Not us.
And if you look, no, if I've done a summary, yeah? Not a summary. I've done like primary research.
Yeah.
Of like.
Primary research.
I did like, you know, the survey thing. I was sending out to every man. And then like, obviously, there was a part in it where you had to say, like your you had to write like a little opinion in Nike text because it was multiple choice.
I thought you said a Nike text. You know? I was gonna say
no. You have to write like text.
Yeah, your opinion. Go on.
And then all I could see was women are sexualized. Women are sexualized. Women are sexualized.
Hand up in the back, yeah.
You actually no. You're different. We're not 6 foot, so we're not sexualized in any. We're actually made fun of.
No, you're not sexualized.
No,
handed.
We're not. How?
Yeah. No.
It's light 6 foot nigga, beard nigga, bro.
Light skin beard. Foot.
No, it's not light skins no Trim. More. It's big black
eyebrow
man.
Eyebrow slit. Chucky.
He's
gray
more sexualized
trackies.
Than us.
Yeah, they but you lot too.
How? Because of the grey tracksuit, that's it.
Grey tracksuit, eyebrow that's slit, it. Trim.
It's not
hat,
you don't hear
beard.
This in songs.
Listen, I'm
when
just
have
saying.
You ever heard eyebrow slit in a song? Be honest.
Right, okay, in a song. All right, we're talking about songs.
Eyebrow
cool.
Slit isn't it?
Other than like yeah.
All right, I'm not talking about
when have you ever
pieces,
had 5'11" light skin nigga? How much time have you had 6'6" nigga, inch nigga? That's my type. That's my bro, type, that's not me. I'm 5'11" give or take.
I'm a strong 5'9", maybe 5'10" on a good day. I'm just gonna
yeah,
say
that's a personal problem anyway.
I'm just going to say that I just feel like it's a personal problem.
I know, it's bad, isn't it?
It's a personal problem. I don't know. Sometimes maybe I could be
it's
a
not really a problem.
If I wear the good shoes, I might reach a 5'11", maybe, sometimes. But it's a problem I talk to myself about sometimes. But yeah, really and truly, it's just like...
I feel like we're exaggerating the height.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't even give a fuck about height. I'd be real.
Well, as long as you can, like, have a good relationship and be above...
Bro, we're
like,
not even talking about, can you support me in my fucking job?
Yeah,
can
no,
you
but
just
no,
be
no,
loyal?
No.
Do you but know what I'm saying?
If your job is what if your job is a model and you can't be tall enough and you can't model?
I'm not talking about
if
that.
Your model's
I'm not
modelling, then
about
you can't
that.
Make money.
I'm saying,
support
in a relationship, why do
you know
I care
mean?
About your height when you can't even treat
if
me
the money's
right?
Not money, then you can't money.
Clap for me.
This motherfucker don't miss.
No.
This motherfucker don't miss.
This motherfucker don't. This motherfucker don't miss.
It new Wagwan. It's true though. It's true. This is what all these songs are, and I feel like this is the topic we're forgetting, yeah? But these are all surface value things that we're asking for. The money, the big dick or whatever it is. This is also surface value. Surface like who cares? I don't care. Because when you cheat on me now, I'm going to be crying. And I got to find something. Like, I don't care.
Carry on.
They're locked off now. I don't give a fuck. No, I'm joking. But yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think, I like how man them, we just talk about breaking girls' hearts, bro. I love it. I love this. I love it. Tory Lanez.
Girls do
no.
Yeah, but
I like
negative,
you know what? Tory Lanez over Future thing, for me. For me, Tory Lanez, I don't mind getting finessed by Tory Lanez. Future...
What about the guys that didn't talk about, oh, she broke my heart and then I was crying on the,
yeah,
on the music?
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, and that's another thing. Girls, it's like, I feel like you break our hearts and we turn hard, but we kind of still love again. You man just start cheating.
No.
This one's smiling.
No,
so that's
I
a lie.
No,
that's
no,
a lie.
No,
you
no,
not start doing disrespectful
No, we don't cheat.
Things.
We just go to the streets, bro. Where we belong.
It's facts, man. No, you're talking about you again.
Cheat.
You're talking about yous lot.
Man,
bro, in
cheat.
General.
We
you
just,
see,
we
do.
Cheat.
Black men do cheat. And we're lying to everyone. They do cheat.
You don't cheat.
Everyone cheats. White man cheat. Mixed race written man cheat. Black man cheat. Asian man
yeah,
cheat.
Yeah, I feel
like cheat.
Everyone does cheat.
White gal cheat. Mixed race gal cheat. We all cheat.
Yeah, it's
why?
Just like...
Because we want the next best thing. We want the greenest grass, but it doesn't work. The grass... Fuck it.
Anyway, guys. Wow, God. So, this was about that chat. I'm not going to lie. It was a saucy kind of topic. I'm not going to lie. We need to get more into it.
Wow.
We might have a part two in this with some guests or something. But for now, this has been about that chat. I have to quit. I have to cut it.
Lovely.
We got up. Pause that. I did. Yeah, anyway, guys, thank you for watching. Make sure to like, comment, subscribe. If you're watching on Spotify, share to your friends. Make sure everything is cool and cushy at home. But yeah, thank you, guys.
Bye.
Yo, people.
Welcome to About That Chat. Back
here
with some more episodes.
Hi guys, we're About That Chat, and today we're going to be talking about sex and etiquette.
I am Drake.
I'm
try to wrong, you're not going to get wrong. But it's the fact that you're not
But then I'm also just like, okay, no, I respect it because like you're keeping distance. I like it. It's F.